quickly on to the next motion, the motion in the name of Assemblymember Pidgeon.
Thank you very much, Chair. I wanted to put down a motion about the issue of the Garden Bridge. It's something I have raised time and time again with the Mayor, partly because I have huge concerns about this project. And there are lots of issues around it. I'm not going to go into huge detail on all of them, but, you know, whether it's blocking of historic views in London, whether it's the lack of cycling provision, whether the fact that it's going to be closed at night, whether that there's no right of way, I think there are issues around step-free access, and so on. Temple Tube Station will be closed for at least 6 months. We've got Bridges Waterloo and Blackfriars 200 and 300 metres away. It's not an area that's in desperate need of crossings. Groups of eight or more are going to have to request in advance access, so this could mean they're going to have some form of ticketing, and 30 mature trees will be felled to make way for the landing site on the South Bank. Yet this is about building a garden, but you're destroying 30 mature trees. And there's also the issue of funding. Transport for London funding is going into £30 million, as well as £30 million from the Treasury. And then you've got the issue of the annual maintenance cost, £3.5 million. Are we going to see, I think, a mayoral decision on this? Is he going to make a decision to guarantee this funding for maintenance going forward? But the real issue I have problems with, from all these concerns, is actually the procurement process. And I raised this, I think, last month with the Mayor. There are serious issues and concerns around this whole procurement process. The people, Heatherwick, who were awarded the contract, appear to have been given more points for relevant sort of design experience when they're up against a rival who have built over 25 bridges and even winning the Stirling Prize. It just doesn't seem to me to add up. We also know there are issues around Joanna Lumley, who's linked to this project, partly as an associate of Heatherwick Studios and in the bid they put in, but also as the person who has proposed this bridge both to the previous mayor and the current mayor and wrote to him in such a charming way. There are serious issues about the lack of a proper competition here. The mayor laughed it off, which I think was absolutely wrong last month, and I don't like the description for those of us who are concerned about the bridge that we have a Taliban-like hatred of objects of beauty. I think that's an outrageous thing to have said. So I think going forward, it seems to us that first of all, we absolutely need a full independent audit of this procurement process because there are some serious questions that need to be answered. And furthermore, we should actually withdraw the Transport for London funding for this project. This is not a transport project, and money should be better spent on other projects and other bridges in London, such as the Brunel Bridge idea from Rotherhithe to Canary Wharf, which would help cyclists and pedestrians and is much better cost-benefit ratio, but also is a much greater need and would cost a darn sight less than this £175 million bridge. I hope the Assembly will support this.
Thank you. Assembly Member Shawcross to formally second.
Thank you, Chair. Caroline and I spoke to a packed public meeting about this the other day, and I won't recite the six-page letter of a planning objection which I submitted, but from almost every aspect that you look at this, the impact on residents, the impact on visual amenity, the impact on the river, the nature of the area, the financial impact, almost everywhere you look at it is so difficult to see why this scheme has made any progress at all. It makes absolutely no sense. Caroline suggested one place where it could be put. There are probably some less polite suggestions to be made, but I would, as well as saying, you know, I think the suggestion of Rotherhithe is a very good one because there is a genuine public demand for a pedestrian cycling crossing in that area. Equally, the other end of the scale, over at the Vauxhall Pimlico end, there is a real active need for something like this. And indeed, you know, there are other cities with other rivers, and we're looking at Hull being a city of culture. Now, it's not our place to speak for Hull, but actually, I would love to see Hull get some major public art investment during its year of culture. You know, so there are lots of better places this could be put, because it could be used as a tool to spread the tourists around the South Bank and spread the success of our tourist operation. And I fear what this will do will actually congest an area and make it less attractive to the people who live there and the people who visit. So it makes no sense. Thank you.
Okay, I see no other speakers, so can I call on the mover? Sorry?
There's no summation if there's no debate.
Oh, so of course, no debate, so let us go to the vote. Those in favour of the motion?
11.
11. Those against?
3.
3. So, there's 11 in favour of the motion, 3 against. The motion is carried. Thank you very much.